Yeah, that's what we came here to do. We came here to change the culture
for sure.
From the inside. We got to start with our own subreddit and try to change the culture. Hey, guys, knock it off with the slurs and shit. Why don't you go ahead and knock it off?
Yeah,
if someone's saying something mean about me on Twitter, go ahead and knock it off the slurs. Don't respond with mean slurs. It ain't helping.
Oh, yeah, when people...
Good Lord. Somebody will comment like, oh, yeah, he shouldn't be performing at blah, blah, blah. Someone's like, fuck you. Say the worst shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
No,
shut the fuck up. You're making it worse. Yeah, I had to turn the comments off on my Instagram photos.
I saw that.
So I disabled the comments, and then I got a bunch of DMs from people that don't like me that are like, oh, you pussy. You can't take negative comments. I'm like, I'm not protecting you. Or I'm not protecting myself from you.
Yeah.
I'm protecting you guys from the fucking dogs, dude. The dogs are in the comments just saying wild shit, dude.
Well, it's funny.
Hey, they don't understand the dogs get loose.
We got to think about that. That's like a slow IV drip of negativity just like all day. You open up your phone.
It affects you like crazy. And I can't stop.
Sure.
I can't not look at it. This is podcasts and doing shows are like the only time I'm not staring at my phone. And then it's like, dude, it's into my dreams. I'm literally
crazy.
Having dreams of fucking bad comments and tweets. I'm having dreams.
It's like fat 20 upvotes. Like, oh, God.
No. God. It's not like that. It's like dreams of like my darkest fucking things in my life coming out on the New York Times. And like
Damn.
Shit like that. Where it's like, and then I'll wake up in like a panic about it. And they'd be like, oh, that's not real. And then it bleeds into reality where I'm like, was that a real article or did I fucking think that one up?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. It's pretty wild
shit. We're
both
losing our fucking minds.
Well, I'm okay. Like, I really am. Like,
me too.
I'm not like, I think you.
Me too.
I think you need a fucking break. You need to sit down. But yeah, having nightmares about like comments. And tweets.
Yeah, that's
and
terrifying.
Articles.
That's,
articles is rough.
Also sucks to have a dream about that.
Yeah, it's like, can
it's
I get...
Like, come on, man. Give
just,
me a fucking
give me
break.
A respite.
I've had like landscaping dreams where I wake up and then go to work and I'm like, God fucking damn it, this sucks.
I miss my old football dreams.
That must have been tight.
Just having a dream where it's like, oh, I forgot my helmet in the locker room. I can't play today. That's the dream. That's the nightmare.
Then you wake
now
up.
It's like just the
being
darkest...
Being slandered.
Yeah, just being slandered by the fucking... By Time Magazine. It's like, holy shit. And then you wake up and you're getting slandered by Time Magazine.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder... I mean, it has to... I think it's going to come to a halt.
What's that?
This whole weird, like Puritan fucking culture.
The puritanical left?
Yeah, I think it's going to fizzle.
I think it's coming to a stop, like, towards this. I mean, what I did was... pretty outrageous compared to what most people get canceled for, and there are still people like, he shouldn't be fucking canceled.
Yeah, and you also weren't like, you know, you didn't basically bitch up.
I could,
you stayed
yeah.
in GP. You could have went PC and you didn't bitch up. You stayed GP.
I could not bitch up on this.
I mean, I don't think people give that enough credit.
No one, that hurt them. I said, listen to Metzger. He gave me some credit.
He understands what you're up against.
Well, he heard the story. You can hear people that have heard the story of that know what happened, which was NBC fucking called me and was like, say that this was inexcusable and like, we can help you. Yeah. And I was like, I cannot do that.
You think they would have caught you anyway if you had fully
I think they're for sure.
Yeah.
I knew that too. I think there's a good chance I would have got crushed no matter what. Because first off, old Seth Simons was not going to let that go.
The Tattler
was on me. If they would have been like, all right,
he was on your back.
He said sorry for that.
He was eating
your
ass.
The old Tattler would
you
be
were
like,
passed out. Seth Simons was eating your fucking ass, dude.
And people were just filming. No one was like, hey, should we stop this? The Tattler was on my back.
Yeah.
So the Tattler, there's no way he was going to let me go. If let's say I apologized and everyone was like, okay, that's fucked up, but okay, you can go do the show. He would have just found the next clip, which would have been undoubtedly 5 minutes fucking later on the same episode.
Him and fucking others, too. Someone else tried hopping on the bandwagon as well.
Really?
Yeah. There's other people trying to hop on.
Of course.
Like, oh, I found this. Yeah.
He also said, Juski Rooskies. Juski Juskies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, and then it's like, I'm having conversations with people that, like, normal people. I'm just out talking to people, and I'm like, explaining the clip again.
Yeah.
I just keep going over it and being like, this is what happened on that. And they're like, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, I want to. Like, I want to tell you. And they're like, no, it's okay. I don't care. And I'm like, well, I care.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going out of my way to just be like, yeah, I got fucked on this clip. This is what I actually meant. This is why. And they're like, no, it's okay.
It's just fucking, like, again, dude, I'm telling you, they are for real trying to stifle. And it sounds so fucking annoying, but it's like unfettered free speech, which is like, and I think you're not allowed to like walk up to someone and harass them by throwing slurs at them.
Yeah.
Like, no one's defending that.
No.
And you're not allowed, like, free speech doesn't allow you to do that because that's harassment. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And it's such a dumb argument. But my thing is, if you start at a certain point, they're going to keep fucking chiseling down and like, oh, you can, and they will keep chiseling that down.
Sure. But they do have arguments against that. Of course. What?
About
that. Like, yeah, I agree with
this. But you either can have it or you don't.
Yeah.
Because it's like nobody just like one day chucks a curtain. It's a slow slip.
That's the thing where it's like, where if somebody says something that's offensive,
mm-hmm.
if you decide that it's offensive, if you watch or listen to this podcast and are like, you know what? I don't think those guys are trying to be funny. I think this is real.
Yeah.
Which, how fucking dumb do you have to be to listen to you and me and be like,
yeah,
I think they're serious.
But do you have to also want, they probably want that.
And then, dude, we're just twisted jokers.
We're twisted jokers. Like, why? But if if you wanted that to be the case, it's super easy to convince yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're doing in the podcast. We're pretending we're serious.
Yeah.
During the show, we're like, get these goddamn ducks out of the window. Blah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if you want to listen to it as hate speech,
no,
pretty easy.
They've heard it, and they know a fucking joke, Shane. Shout out to all the comedians who work hard on their jokes, dude, and craft the right fucking jokes, dude.
Oh, man.
Shout out to all the comedians like us, dude, who fucking work hard on their jokes.
Did you say you watched those LA, that like panel was?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oof. How about the one part where the one girl, I forget who she, I don't know who, first of all, I have no idea, you know, obviously who these people are, but one of them was like, she's like, I hate like hiding behind the fact that it's just jokes. It's like, it's not just jokes. Like, I love comedies. Jokes are sacred to me.
I know.
They're not just jokes. Like, when I was young, I used to put my ear up to the television to listen to Pryor at night with the volume low so I didn't wake up my grandpa. Like, I love comedy, and this was not comedy.
I saw that. It's like, dude, I saw that exact line.
I was sitting there. I was watching. I was like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah,
just
dude.
With the Conor McGregor. Just like, who the fuck are you? Like,
yeah, man. I'm telling
what
you.
What are we doing here, guys?
It's any means necessary to get to the top, dude. I'm telling you, that's what people are on right now.
Yeah,
and
also
that's the ticket.
To make fun of us is a layup for them. Like, you're in a fucking alt woke or whatever they are.
Sure.
It might not have even been alt or woke, but you know, I saw the panel and kind of made some assessments on are they actually funny or
saw
are
the
they,
furniture too.
There's some cool furniture.
I mean, how easy it'd be to slam us.
So easy.
Totally.
It's what we do our entire podcast is make fun of what we are.
I know.
Yes, it's pretty fucking easy. That's how we've risen from the fucking ground, like just from the dirt to now look at us, dude.
We're salt of the earth, bro.
Thousands of dollars.
Is what it
dude,
is.
Dude, you know I have almost $9,000 now?
Do you really?
Bro, no one can stop us.
Is what it is.
You know
dude.
What it's like to almost have $9,000 in the bank? God damn.
That's like...
Suck my dick,
half
dude.
Of your rent, bro. You could just chill for half a year.
What do you think I do?
chill forever.
Chill for 90% of the year.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's fucking... I just want to know what's going to come about with all this stuff. Because stuff will stick. And some of the stuff that'll stick will be probably for the better. But a lot of this shit is just going to be like... Like, I'm just imagining people as old. Like, when they're old and they're just kind of like...
Who, all these comics?
Yeah.
All these people, the Tattler?
Like, all those kind of... Like, they're just going to be annoying.
Did you watch the Tattler's poetry video?
A little bit.
The one that I showed Phil, that clip.
I'll watch, like, two... I'll see that it's like... How long is that?
That's like an hour and a half. But his clips, he goes first in the episode.
Does he?
Yeah. The Tattler comes on, and it is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, he's not going to...
What's he talk about?
First of all, he's a little tiny boy. Little tiny
man.
He's a little tiny boy.
What?
Which is obviously. The Tattler?
He's a little.
Tattler's short. The Tattler's a little tiny guy. He runs around.
Doesn't he kind of look like Harry Potter a little bit?
He does.
Okay.
He's like, again, he's like alter ego Crick.
Yeah.
He literally is Crick if he was. Crick's dark and twisted. Crick's a Joker. Dude.
For sure.
Crick's Joaquin.
For sure.
This guy's more like. I don't know where I'm going with this, but. Yeah, this whole they're all gonna pretend that they weren't this. Not him; he's stuck in it. But like all these comics, like that. Let's say, for example, that panel of whatever those people were.
Yeah.
The oddities. Those people. They're going to, in a few, in whenever this starts to break or whatever, they're going to come around and be like, I was never like that.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's going to do.
That's true.
And you know what we're going to do about that? Nothing. We're not going to be like, oh, I remember that clip. Well, if I ever see them, I'll be like, I remember that clip.
Yeah.
But it's not
level
gonna,
three, bro.
I'm not going to publicly come out and be like, hey, look at these dickheads.
We're a couple of level three dogs. We're like, yo, we peep game. We know what you guys
game
are up to, man.
Game recognized game, dude. This is level three. We understand it's hard. I recognize that doing stand-up and doing comedy and anything in this fucking corny-ass entertainment industry is difficult, and you're trying to do whatever it takes. And, that, dude, it's the same forgiveness as to all these other like the older comics.
Mm-hmm.
The big dogs coming down shitting on us a little.
Like, oh, yeah.
Bro, I recognize what you're doing. You got to protect your shit. You got to distance yourself from us. You got to sit there and be like, well, that's not funny. I'm all for edgy shit because I do edgy shit, but I do it well.
Yeah.
My shit's funny. And it's like, well, I listen to your podcast and I beg to differ.
Oh, for sure.
But
most podcasts
whatever
are pretty fucking bad.
Yes. I mean, so is ours. Sometimes.
Ours is top. Ours is fucking top.
Ours is
dog.
Elite.
Ours is top.
I mean, ours
dog.
Is clearly elite.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole different thing, though. If you're not naturally funny, you can't really do
it. They
a
talk
good
about
podcast.
Our podcast in Madrid, dude. Think about that.
It's what it is.
On the news. Like, oh, stop it. Matt and Shane's a secret podcast. Homophobico.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it is what it fucking is, dude. Ain't no motherfucking big deal.
Really isn't. But I'll tell you what, dogs, this Friday. Indy, come out to Indy Helium, bro.
That's going to be the true oddities, dude.
That'll be nuts.
That'll be fun as fuck.
They're writing about it already.
Who?
The press, dude. They're already writing about the show.
What, they're saying that you're going to be in Philly?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What's their problem, dude?
I don't know. It helps.
For sure.
It helps.
Why are they so obsessed?
I don't know.
I guess because they're following you because you didn't give a good enough apology.
Yeah, I think people like it. Some people.
You mean in the press?
Yeah.
I do.
I think there's certain... I think they're following me for that.
Yeah.
I think they'll be done after this. But then again, I said that last week. Keep saying every week. I'm like, all right, that's got to be it.
It's just weird, too, because news is so hyper-focused anymore because there's, like, the Google searches that, like, it can be going on, and it won't pop up.
Well, the story of cancel culture is big right now.
True.
And so that's why they keep using me.
True, yeah. You are fucking the Jesus Christ.
I was martyred.
You kind of were, dude.
I was martyred for the art, dude.
You pretty much were.
And then my own disciples and fucking companions turned on me.
Yeah.
They denied me.
That's true. They denied the podcast was funny three times.
Like, oh, no, I didn't think it was funny.
I was like, what if I
didn't think it was funny?
What if I don't? Oh,
forgive me. And then me and the gods are up on the mountains, dude.
I just don't know why everyone has to be like a... I don't know why... Well, it's also, too, if you're doing stand-up for a while and, you know... Ticket sales start slowing up. You're never really secure. You're just always worried that your shit's about to fizzle out.
Yeah.
So it's like it's
either that or your shit is going well. You're selling out theaters and shit. So you're like, I'm so good at this.
Yeah.
It's like, are you sure you're good at?
Yeah.
Or you get a little nudge by someone who is.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying nothing.
I hear you.
I'm not saying nothing there.
I hear you, bro.
Come on, bro.
Dude, I had possibly one of the sickest things happen to me the other day. Fuck with state-dependent memory?
State-dependent memory? Yeah.
You won't become
hippies
a fat
are gay, dude.
You won't become a fat hippie anyway.
Dude, can I be a fucking right-wing, Trump, sassy fucking shroom dog?
You don't think Bannon does shrooms, dude?
Bannon definitely does shrooms.
Of course he does,
wow.
Dude. Trust me, dude. It's like people paint the hippies. The Vikings ate shrooms, dude. They weren't fucking hippies.
True.
Shrooms are just whatever, you know, whatever. If you're like stuck in the thing, we're like, oh, cool, I'm in fire.
True,
fly.
You do shrooms. You're
I'm
not
a hippie
fucking
now.
Hippie.
No, I hate fucking hippies, bro.
Hippies are gay.
Hippies are my natural enemy. Hippies are my enemy. SJWs are my enemy. Pretty much everyone's my enemy.
True, I hear that.
You know.
Except our fucking family.
Except our fuck. Well, some of our family. That's another thing I want to talk about. A lot of fucking little sniveling dicks
on the
fucking Reddit. A lot of fucking assholes. There's apparently a Reddit on I didn't know this existed on Patreon.
Comments?
There's a whole separate page where people can do like posts like Facebook. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. I get the notifications.
See, I didn't even
My
know
My email
existed.
Is like, yeah, I get the notifications for all that. I stay off that stuff now.
Yeah.
I try to. I mean, I still, you know, I'll be on Reddit until someone says something that bothers the fuck out of me, and then I'll stop looking at it for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back.
Well... There's some fucking. Oh, dude, I didn't tell you.
What are they upset about?
People yeah, they're about. Fucking. People, there's just people. Who cares? People offer these like retarded fucking takes on stuff that's just like. Like there was one dude. This was on the Cubtown subreddit. The guy, they were talking about how we put out so much stuff on Patreon, and this one dude is like, "Yeah, but the podcast is going to fall apart because Shane's so successful, and Matt's going to like not be able to handle that." And it's like, bro, my whole thing.
What are you talking about?
And dude, and it's like to have. I'm like, fair, that's fair enough assumption. And then you watch people be like, say things like. I wouldn't be able to personally take that. I don't know how you would do that. And it's like,
where are they saying this?
It's the one Cumtown subreddit. And it's that again, that doesn't bother me. I know this seems like, you know, whatever, sour grape and whatever, but it's like,
they don't understand.
My whole philosophy is based against that. And then there's people like, well, if you do anything besides clout, again, it can get lost in translation.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I will say this. If this was reversed, I wouldn't be doing great with that. And there's nothing I'm doing right now that you're jealous of, first off.
I'm stoked. I just don't understand why you can't just get stoked.
But you've never ever been – I've never met somebody more – and I've said this several times on this. I'm jealous of the way you can get stoked for other people. You have that level of like, good.
That's
I don't have that for the most part. Well,
eat some more mushrooms.
That's true, though. No, that's true. Like when Soder does well, I'm like, fuck yeah. When you do well, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Well, once you get to see
the Beezer fly. I love seeing O'Connor fail. Nothing makes me happier than watching O'Connor fucking spiral.
Well, dude, and this is the problem with – this is my like thing I'm trying to drive home to pretty much everyone. It's like once you – again, I'm totally stealing this from the video I watched. Once you sail past the meridians of your hopes and dreams and you're like, all right, I'm just in my life and like this is all it is. And you're like, this is actually kind of sick. It becomes so nice. You watch what people are doing. You're like, oh, that's fucking sick. I'm doing this. This is fucking fun. And the idea that I think the like since people don't have religion anymore, all that stuff, fame is one of those last transformative experiences people can tap into and fully ride their meaning of life upon and watch as if people used to watch like the Pope. I'm like, oh my God, you have access to God. What's that like?
Yeah.
That's one of the last ones left where you can like transform.
I've seen I've hung out with famous people and it's not something I want.
Exactly. That's like, what happened to me.
When me and Soda went and hung out with Pete Davidson, we're just in the fucking green room at Saturday Night Live. The place is empty. It's just us three smoking joints, hanging out, watching fucking Game of Thrones and Pete's sick. It was fucking sick.
Yeah.
But then we're talking about it and Pete was like, yeah, I can't go outside anymore.
Dude.
And I was like, I was high and I was like, whoa, whoa. I don't want anything to do with that.
Isn't that fucking
And then there's
crazy?
Levels of like all these shitty people that are so fucking nice to you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. And then it's like, oh, they're great. They're great. You don't even know people suck.
And you become
and it's wild, man.
You get to a position where you become a commodity for other people to make money off of you and have you basically be a weird thing that they can profit off of. Meanwhile, not your rights are stripped away, but kind of are. Like you're put into this strange, weird, paranoid existence where you don't know who likes you and who doesn't like you.
And people
kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And again, it's not like a totally bad thing. It's not a bad thing in and of itself when people like I'm reading the people's like the way they're viewing this whole situation. And I'm like, damn, that's your guys' view of reality. That sucks.
Yeah.
Like but it does help from doing stand up and you meet people who are like super successful and like just miserable and shitty. And you're like, okay, well, obviously there's something missing here that you need to kind of do first. And then you can kind of go off and, you know, you can still do your thing.
What I want out of this is to be good at stand up. I want to put something out that's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's it. The fame weird stuff is weird.
It's tight.
I feel embarrassed talking about this now. I just did New Faces.
Yeah.
Like I'm not.
No, but it's not.
Things
it's,
are good, but I don't want anyone to think I'm out here being like, well, now that I made it.
No.
Like, I don't want anyone to think anything like that.
But if you're doing stand up, that's a very, when you hear people get something like, and that when they connect to industry, that's like there's just like a whole Dante's Inferno level of other comedians just like, who are like, we'll never connect to any. So that in itself is a big, like, a big point. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not like you're claiming you're like fucking K Hart, but it's like still.
Yeah, I put.
And to have people recognize you randomly feels good. I would bring people on dates to this like one or two diners where I knew there was two dudes who like loved the podcast and they'd come up like, oh my God. And I'm like, oh dude, oh, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. And it was like
sick move.
Total fucking mind fuck, you know. But it's one of those things that I think the average person doesn't have a really good grasp on, and they just look at it. It's the stuff I talk about. They project this pure fantasy onto it, and it's like,
yeah,
sorry, bro.
The only way the podcast fails is I get worried about what we're saying. Yeah. And yeah.
But we can just become black conservatives and go on blogging.
Exactly. And the only way that happens is, yeah, I'm not worried about that happening.
Dude, but I am wondering what's going to happen with the whole thing of like the, I was just talking about this and I forgot, of like people wanting to consume content they think's authentic and people just like being themselves and honest versus like this weird force of like, stop, like to think about, honestly, it's weird to think now the forces of a, what the fuck is it? I can't think of this fucking word. Where you're like censorship, where primarily right wing Christian ideals like don't put this on. Now the censorship is now the left, which is like is fucking weird.
Yeah, O'Connor hit that home early. Where he said, it used to be like moms going to Walmart and being like Eminem needs to have a fucking parental advisory sticker on it.
Yeah.
Now it's little kid like young kids going to Walmart being like, this needs parental advisory. It's fucking racist. Like,
yeah, sure, dude, it's fucking wild.
With our podcast, like, yeah, I don't want to fucking. This is too gay.
I mean,
I feel gay talking about it.
Fair enough.
To be honest,
fair enough. I'm curious to see how the industry is going to adapt amongst those weird.
The industry is first off.
I know what you're saying.
Starting to adapt a little. Obviously, if they're letting me be on things.
True.
Like that's a good sign.
Yeah,
and like we're doing tires. I think is gonna get picked up by something. I have no idea. Sick. Don't be fucking gay, everybody.
Yeah,
but like people are interested in it, and it's like things are, you know.
Yeah,
if you make something good, and the market will justify it.
True.
So and then look at fucking what Schultz is doing. Like he's making his own thing, putting it online.
Yeah,
like look what Louis did with Louis. Louis could make a special today and put it online.
People will buy it,
and I'd fucking buy it.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So I mean, the industry does face possibly being obsolete if it doesn't adjust.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. I think about that all the time. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna be sitting somewhere one day, and someone's gonna be like, play, and this is gonna be like,
yeah. But I'm already there, dude. I'm so like. Everything we've the 2 years where I was in Philly and fucking miserable about stand up, I was talking mad shit because I was like, first off, I'm never gonna meet any of these people. Yeah, I'm never gonna need to worry about the industry. I'm never gonna need to be careful about what I say.
Yeah,
there's one where I'm like hammered and I'm like, I could beat every black lady in Jeopardy. Me versus every black lady in Jeopardy, I'd win.
I'd win.
Now I'm listening to that like, ooh, fuck.
You know what? I came up with yesterday. It was funny. I was in class talking to someone,
which is hilarious. I stand by that.
It's pretty fucking funny. I was talking about yesterday. Someone was like, "Yeah, like I watched these movies and like they were saying how like some of the humor and it's like kind of problematic." And I'm like, "Dude, your sense of humor is like your sexuality. You're not in control of what you find funny. That's like being attracted to a man. If you're attracted kind of like to dark humor, that's kind of like what's labeled offensive." It's similar to a sexuality to where it's like you don't choose to be that way. That's just the stuff that happens to bring a visceral reaction.
It's what you grew into throughout your life.
That's just your nature. It's true. Like, you know, if you're attracted to,
you know, young kids, that can happen naturally. You know,
child comedy porn.
Somebody was like, you need to stop making all those fucking kids. You need to stop joking about fucking kids that much.
Yeah,
because people are gonna start thinking you want to fuck kids. I was like, chill.
The island's closed, bro.
Island got shut down.
Island shut down. So.
I wasn't good enough back then. The comics on that list, I didn't make it. I feel ashamed.
Why?
Discussing any of this.
Why?
Because it's gay.
It's not gay, dude.
Shit's gay, bro.
It's not gay. It's just your nervous gay, system bro. Goes from like ping to like gay.
And then yeah. Well, if I say any, yeah.
Let it go, dude. Anyone who thinks you're gay for talking about the major things going on in your life is a dork. Leave it alone. It's fine.
True. Thanks.
It's fine.
Thanks.
You gotta let all that go, dude. That's bullshit. You're doing you. You're not beholden to anyone. They can suck your dick. People need to get on their own wave and stop trying to like vampirically jump onto things. And
be vampirically? Like, yeah. Dude, you are a goddamn. Yeah. Yes.
Fired up. I'm like, I'm only like 3 hours of sleep. I'm fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
I also didn't sleep much.
Dude, I can tell you, I followed a fucking crazy guy around my neighborhood.
The guy with the gun?
No, that was on Spud's.
Every time you were bird dogging a crazy guy?
I opened my